Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. You may have seen us on IG and Twitter. We're at A Creative DC, and we promote creative community and creative economy in the digital realm, whatever that means, right? The entire worldwide world, internet, social, etc. So we've got a 1.2 million strong hashtag feed on social, on Instagram in particular, meaning that when you scroll through that content, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people and projects who populate it digitally and IRL. So we're working to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C., what that looks like, what the city is. It's not just the federal government people, although, you know, the media would traditionally have you think otherwise. And we certainly could not do that alone. So we're here to amplify the community-created content that's going into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. We are one of so many people and projects working to that end. In this podcast that you're listening to, this is just one of the new media ways in which we do that, in which we amplify that content. So I am very excited about today's show because while we're kind of sticking to the script a little bit, we're having an amazing local artist on. His name is Maps Glover. Maps, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Super, super excited to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. But we're also going to kind of be talking about one of the IRL iterations of the A Creative DC project, and that's our studio space in Brooklyn. So we are over on the Arts Walk in Monroe Street Market. I have personally had the studio since 2013, which is crazy to think about. It's going to be 6 years this August. And over the last few years, well, I should say when I first got the space, I had a studio mate. Her name is Victoria Milko. She's a photographer. And at the time, I was a freelance artist. I was doing installations. I was doing social media consulting. I was doing all these sorts of things. And getting the studio space kind of allowed me to move out of my house, you know, move kind of like my work stuff out of the house, right? And I could all of a sudden had a space where I could like host workshops and teach people. And it really, really helped grow my career in this way that I couldn't if I had just kind of remained at my kitchen table, right? And over the last few years, as my career has grown and changed, I've hung on to the space, and not just out of sentimentality, but because over the last few years, it's really turned into a space that I've been so proud to open up for use by some extremely talented, just truly incredible local artists and entrepreneurs. So I look at all of these kind of uses of the studio as a collaboration in a sense, but really, I like to say the essence of the A Creative DC project is just we're just kind of like sharing a mic, essentially. We're literally today. But, you know, it is kind of an opportunity for us to say, hey, we have space and you're doing something amazing, and we're just going to kind of hand it over and get the hell out of the way while you do what you do best. So we have had, if you go to our website, actually, at acreativedc.com, there's a tab up at the top that says Our Studio. So you can kind of peek at some of the past studio residencies and activations. There was a photo week gallery curated by Monochrome Collective. Duende District is a pop-up bookstore that we love, and we've collaborated with them multiple times, and they actually just finished up like a three-month kind of holiday residency situation. And you can, of course, still find them throughout the city at Tolly Moly. Actually, is one of the what is Tolly Moly's little Burmese market?
When you just say Holy Moly, I just thought about the donut shop. Next Friday.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's Delivery Union Market. They're all over the city. Very, very. We love having them at A Creative DC. And then we also, of course, host individual artists. So you can take a look at Melissa Wilkins, a.k.a. Afro Velvet. She was in this space for a good chunk of time and really created some amazing work there. Ashley Shea was actually our most recent resident artist prior to Duende District coming back in towards the end of the year. She really put on some incredible, very rich programming. We're actually going to be kind of updating that with a whole beautiful photo set by photographer Mariah Miranda of what Ashley did in the space. It was lots of movement and sort of collaborative music performances. So today, it's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. This is our first show of the new year. And again, we're in studio with an artist that we know and love at A Creative DC. Maps Glover is actually going to be our very first resident artist of the new year. Maps has already been in the space and in making it so Mapsy.
Yeah, it's super Mapsy now. You know, I've spilled all my creative juices all over it.
Which we love to see, and it's only going to get juicier throughout the month, right? So a little bit of background on Maps, and then I'm going to, again, get the hell out of the way and let Maps talk about himself. But Maps Glover creates work inspired by human behavior, pervasive social issues, and observation. Maps works across mediums. He will be in the Creative DC space through January 31st. His first day in there was January 4th, which was actually the fourth anniversary of the Creative DC project. Look at all this
cosmic energy here.
Cosmic energy. Maps is going to be working on a series of 27 paintings over this 27-day residency. Maps will be showing work, creating work, and selling work during that time. So Maps, it's time for you to talk about Maps Glover.
Well, I kind of want to first start by talking about my history with the Creative DC.
Yes.
When I first moved back to DC, I was in Texas for a while, but I moved back to DC and I really wanted to like get into the art scene. I was like looking for a space to show or even to have conversations to know what direction to go in. And I ran to this gallery called Latella, which is down on the Arts Walk as well. I think, is it Studio 27?
I think it is 27.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The cosmic energy just keeps...
Oh, that's so crazy. Totally. Wow.
So Studio 27 is this gallery, still there, Latella.
And it's 27 out of 27 studios.
Come on now. Somebody.
I know.
This is energy right here. Tap in. Double tap.
Latella is so amazing. So, yeah, again, our neighbor on the Arts Walk, just this really incredible studio.
Yeah, and I started there, and I was doing work there, and I always saw Morgan across the way, and I was like, wow, Creative DC. And I really kind of got into what a Creative DC was really about and was able to see just how many people you had using the hashtag, which were, you know, in turn is like people who are interested in the creative scene in DC. It's quite literal. So it was just kind of really cool to tap into that energy. And it opened me up to a bunch of opportunities. And I've actually gotten work just from being featured and posted on a Creative DC. So, you know, kudos to you. And thanks for the space. Wanted to say that. Because it's awesome to have the space.
Yeah, Maps, thank you. I mean, honestly, I'm so excited to have you in there. Again, as you said, creative juices flowing everywhere, right? I'm so interested in... I mean, let's kind of back up. So let's give a little bit of introduction to your work, because you do work across mediums. And of course, we're talking about, you know, you're going to be working on a series of paintings. And I love your paintings, by the way. You can check out a little bit of Maps' work actually on his Instagram. So he's at Maps Glover.
Yeah, spelled exactly how it
so
sounds.
So phonetic.
Maps, M-A-P-S, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.
And Morgan West over here.
Come
we're
on
just,
now.
Yeah.
We're just so solid.
I know.
So this work, work, for a long time, I've been creating work really to address social issues that I found within my community. Just spaces where there weren't really voices for artists to kind of like dig down and talk about really how they're being affected by the work and how they're being affected by what's going on in society. And so the practice really is from performance to painting to movement, a little bit of spoken word. And actually I did my first performance piece on the Brooklyn Arts Walk. So it's kind of serendipitous to come back there. And I've been pushed so much in this practice and supported by the community. It's always hard for me to like talk about my work without thinking about specific things that I've done, because sometimes the work comes out of this impulse to get something out, or like to, because there's just so much noise happening right now. There's so much to like dive through and navigate through to where it's like, all right, I just want to scream. And so I then in turn turn my artwork into a version of my scream, right? So then I grab other people in to scream with me. I did this piece at the Adams Morgan Day. This is my second year doing Adams Morgan Day, but I did a piece at Adams Morgan Day where me and another artist, her name is Sifu Sun, we covered ourselves. We painted this giant black canvas. It was raining at Adams Morgan Day. We painted this giant black canvas, and then we covered each other in this canvas, this black canvas, over and over again. And then we counted out the numbers of people who were killed by police violence that year. So last year was 996 people. And so that's what I mean by this scream. It's kind of riot poetry. Like we're screaming, but it's in this artistic way, and we kind of want you to engage, but we also want you to be educated. And so this, like the Creative DC space, is like allowing me to like focus that energy, because I'm gonna do it, and I have been doing it without space for so long that with space, you know what I'm saying, it just amplifies everything that we're doing, and it continues the conversation. Like the whole DC art scene right now is in need of space, right? So on top of me feeling very excited about being in this space and me being able to take control over my own practice, that the reality that space is still like an urgent thing is so important to me that I still am like inviting other people in, like, all right, come on, come paint, draw, you know, talk, you know. I think I stopped talking about my work for like a second.
No, this is all so, so relevant. I mean, it is interesting. I love the way that you describe that, talking about a scream, you know, because it is, there's such a sense of urgency there, right? And how you're channeling and how you are expressing. And I think that's very relevant to talking about how, you know, your work does come out in different iterations. And, you know, I actually kind of love the thought of it being, you know, obviously channel, but, you know, talking about being able to use the space to work on specific things, I think is really interesting. And I think this is also kind of, if you go back to kind of speaking about your Adams Morgan Day piece and police brutality, and the work that you did at Transformer recently was also on that same topic.
Yeah, I did a whole 6-week exhibition at Transformer Gallery. That's like 14th and P. Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, you should totally go check it out. They have an exhibition opening up Saturday.
They do. David Ibata.
David Ibata.
I See a Darkness.
It's
yes.
It's going to be sick. So I was in there for 6 weeks. There was an exhibition called What We Leave Behind in the Name of Art. And I invited 6 of my friends to come in. And each week we activated this space with performance. And yeah, it was pretty impactful. And so I challenged each of the artists to look at their artistic practice and their religious practice and find a way where their religious practice, how it seeps into their artistic practice. Because I see art for me as a religious practice.
Yeah.
And so I'm always trying to find ways or have conversations with artists who feel similarly, so that we can come up with some understanding of exactly what we're doing or what energies we're tapping into.
Yeah, continue.
But that exhibition was like, when I look back on it, I realize how important it was for me, but also for the community that I came from, like this underground art scene. I was able to like bring all of that energy that we had been creating for like the last year and a half to a space that has so much respect in the city. And I think that it was a moment. Like it definitely was a moment where I felt like the art can do something more than just look good on a wall. Like art can, you know, not only affect people emotionally, but build community. And art can empower other people who might not, you know, understand what's going on to like wanna engage. And I think a lot of artists sometimes feel like we don't really have power, but to me, artists have the most power. That's why they try to silence us all the time, because we are able to see with eyes that not everyone is able to, you know, whether it be like a color or a line or like a direction. It really is an ability to see the world differently.
I think also to kind of channel that expression in of course, like your work specifically, into art for you, and this is, I think about this when I look at you, I think about this when I talk to you, is like, you are art. Like it is a, you, MAPS, are a living, breathing thing, and so is the work that you're putting out into the world. And not just because so much of it is performance-based, but, you know, again, kind of referring back to Transformer, there was an installation aspect to that, too, that grew throughout the... Should I call it a residency? A show?
The show!
The exhibition. But was that also based on that 996 number of people killed by police brutality last year? Was it...
Yes. So during the course of the exhibition, so I'll paint the scene for you. So the Transformer Gallery is a pretty small gallery. You probably could fit maybe 30 people in there, tightly squozing. Tightly squozing, you could fit 30 people.
Well, I think before it was Transformer, it was an artist studio space. And before it was an artist studio space... Church. I think it was actually an alleyway between two buildings.
someone told me it was a church.
Maybe
it was.
How,
bro?
I don't know.
Where? And so all of the walls and the floors were covered in this pattern that I'd hand painted for 2 weeks. Oh God.
Wow.
And so then I'd ask people from the community to help me fold these red paper planes. And so at the time they were 700 and 32 paper planes. Oh. And so over the course of the exhibition, over the course of the 6 weeks, I added to that, and I had different rituals. We had the plane folding ceremony, and then at the end we had the unfolding ceremony where we would just come up and we would say the people's names, the new people's names who were added to the list. And anyone can find this database. The Washington Post keeps track of all the people who have been killed by police violence, so that's extremely interesting. I'm also curious as to why they keep that database. That was kind of a point that I wanted to make too. This information is just being presented in a way where it just kind of feels like people are just numbers. Mm. And it was a calculation and of all of the lives, not just Black lives, not just White lives, not just Native American, all people. And I really wanted to address the policing culture itself. But all these planes were literally hung. And throughout the exhibition, we transformed, pun intended, we transformed the space continuously. And that's really what I plan to do at a creative over the course of this month. I know that I'm going to spill my juices with the floors covered. All
such a responsible spilling.
You know, you have to spill responsibly.
You just have to. Oh, so listen, if you are listening in and you are just joining us, this is A Creative DC. This is Direct Message. This is our podcast. And, you know, obviously this is a new media format, but today we're really talking about all things IRL and what is happening this month in our Brooklyn studio is that MAPS Glover is taking over. So artist MAPS Glover is just... He channels expression through art. He reacts through art. And when he has a space in which to do it, that work then becomes site-specific. So we just chatted really just now about his latest show at Transformer Gallery at 14th and P. And over the course of 27 days, January 4th through January 31st, MAPS is going to be working on a series of 27 paintings in the Creative DC Brooklyn space. So you can absolutely check those out. One of the most beautiful things about that studio space is the gigantic glass walls. So you can walk by and kind of catch MAPS in his
element. Just wave at me. Do a MAPS move. That would actually excite me.
I love that.
You know, do a clock. Just turn into a clock real quick.
And please, by all means, find out what a MAPS move is. You can follow MAPS Glover on Instagram at MAPS Glover. It's got, his work runs the gamut from performance and movement to painting. But MAPS, let's talk about, so there's going to be two times though that people can come and specifically check out the work, purchase the work, speak to you. And the first is an open house on January 19th. So what can people expect?
Yeah, so on January 19th, I'm going to have a little shindig. I'm really inviting people out to just have conversation. They're artists, politicians, musicians. I'm all about it. I want us to come in and talk. There's going to be projections shown by a few artists. One of the artists that I already have confirmed is Hipster Woods. He's probably going to do some projections in there. And it's going to be a vibe. You're going to be able to see some of the work as it develops. Mm. And I want to go back and talk about 27. So among the many other connections of 27, I'll be turning 27.
Max!
I'll be turning 27 in February. So this was a test for me, a challenge for myself to create this work. And the paintings that I'm creating really is a conversation about the journey of getting to this space, and how I found art as a vessel and a tool for escape. So yeah, please come on out on the 19th. Yeah. It'll be a vibe. You can check some of the unfinished work, and maybe some of it will be finished. You're welcome to buy it. You know, pull up.
Pull up.
Your boy needs some love.
Yes, support. Yes, support in whichever way you can. Sometimes that's just showing up and doing a clock move, or
showing up,
throwing a hug through the door. And sometimes it's purchasing artwork. And Maps, I love your paintings. So I'm so excited to kind of see what the end result of this residency manifests.
Yeah, I love hashtaggers and likers, double tappers. You know,
he'll take whatever love you can get.
I love them all. Reposters, come on now, where you at?
All right, so speaking of other opportunities to check out the work, Maps is also going to be hosting a closing exhibition up for the residency on January 31st. And that's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. And Maps, you're somebody who, in general, let's talk specifically about that. But you are somebody who is highly collaborative, and you are, again, I think it's just, you know, I sound like such a cheese ball, but again, when I look at Maps, like, I see art and I see collaboration, and I feel like you're somebody who constantly has kind of people in your orbit, you know, in like the most wonderful of ways. So talk to us a little bit about the collaborative aspect of that closing event, and then just kind of talk to us in general, because you're part of some collectives and...
Oh my goodness. So I am a part of like a few collectives. It's been a journey, like coming to DC and not knowing where the art scene is, and then like being hit with the art scene. It's like, it's hard to, you can't escape it. And I'm so inspired by everyone's work ethic and people's ability to work these 9-to-5 jobs and still be able to bust out amazing art. You know, that's so inspiring to me. So I have been working with a bunch of different collectives, Uptown Art House, for the last 2 years, which has been quite a journey. Yeah, we did this piece last year. It's almost been a year. The landing at the Kennedy Center, which was insane, bro. It was so nuts. We had dancers. We had Ashley Show, who you talked about, who was in the space with you. We had Ranubi. We had Sifu Sun. We had Yassine Fall, Jamal Gray. You know, it was really Nag Champa. It was really like a combination of kind of all of the components, like the visual, the audio. You know, there was some incense, so you had the scent, like the smell, like all your senses. And these kind of collaborative efforts really are kind of what I think make it what it is, and how seriously we all take it, because it is a very serious thing. On the 31st, it's like I want to leave some things up to surprise. I do, like,
sparkle us with vagueness, Map.
that I am good for. I'm good for a good vague comment. It'll all the work will be finished. So the 27th, lots of the work will be finished. You'll be able to see what I've been doing for all this time. I've never actually made a full painting series ever in my life.
This is an ambitious project. It's awesome.
Man, I'm like, come on, Maps, you could do it. I'm being like, motivate myself every day. Literally, the only reason I'm posting on Instagram is so the people are like, you can do it.
Yes.
Like, I want like little pats on the back, because I'm like, feeling encouraged right
that's
now.
That's what it's for. Like, there's good accountability, like a positive accountability.
Yes, like keep me going. Let me know that, you know, I'm doing this for everybody right now. But on the 31st, we'll have paintings. We'll have music, probably projection of some sort. And if you're interested in before then, or before any of those dates that we mentioned, to come by, like, shoot me a DM and we can set up like a little private studio visit.
There you go.
Having a studio, I can do this now.
Yes.
You know, come for a little studio visit.
Yes. Slide in, folks.
Slide dip. Come on.
Yes.
Hang out with your boy. Bring tea.
That's the only thing you have to do. Literal and figurative tea. Yes. I'll accept both. Maps, I love this. Honestly, thank you so much. I'm so happy that you are taking over the space and making it yours. To everyone listening, you know, this was a little bit of insight into who Maps is and what he's going to be working on. But truly, the most important thing is IRL connection. So please, you know, obviously check him out online. We would love to see you on the 19th. We would love to see you on the 31st.
IRL is in real life.
Yes.
How? Oh, I just got it. Okay. Yes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, everybody. All right. So again, everyone listening, we strongly urge you, please come out. This studio space, again, is such a point of pride for the Creative DC Project. We really, we want to welcome you there. And Maps wants you there as well. Come. So Maps, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for all of your work over these past few days and the whole 27 span. Again, if you'd like to learn more about Maps, hit him up, but he's at Maps Glover on Instagram. One of my favorite things you said today, and something that will stick with me, is, you know, you said in Washington, D.C., the creative art scene, you can't escape it. And I think that's just, you know, it's interesting because it's something that's not necessarily always visible from the national level, though I think, you know, I think media is making great strides and being more representative of kind of what is happening in D.C. But, you know, I really think that, you know, creative Washington, D.C. is literally all around us. And, you know, I think I'm just so excited to see how you kind of iterate and express through this month and forevermore. And sincerely, Maps, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening in. You can follow along with A Creative DC on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC. And we're online at acreativedc.com. You can find more information there as well about our studio space and about Maps residency in the studio tab at top. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own, and we are so grateful to be able to take these weekly dives into the Creative DC hashtag feed. Big thanks to our partners at Full Service Radio. Jack, thank you for producing this episode. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with Creative DC.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.